Christians Unite on World AIDS Day. An orphan ministry enlarges borders and vision, and a Peruvian pastor nurtures a garden of prayer. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Religious and non-religious alike are gathering around the world today to mark World AIDS Day. It's an international observance commemorating tens of millions who suffer from or who have died of AIDS. More than ever before, Christians in the U.S. will be a major part of it, says World Vision Steve Haas.
If you were to have told me that 3 years ago that there'd be 90 Christian college campuses doing major campaigns in light of AIDS, 3 years ago, I would have said, you're crazy. I mean, that isn't happening. That won't happen. But it's happening today.
Churches are now bringing awareness to the problem, helping with prevention and reaching out with compassionate care. As Christians learn about the pandemic, there are multiple ways they can help.
Whether it's supporting a child, whether it's getting behind a church leader in another country, whether it's giving the needed resources, because often poverty and AIDS go together. And that's what's happening. Churches are beginning to awaken.
As you help, it provides great opportunities to share Christ. Next, Nepal's decade-long civil war came to an official end as the government and Maoist rebels signed a comprehensive peace accord November 21st. Gospel for Asia missionaries working in Nepal say the nationals are skeptical. In spite of the unrest, area pastors managed to establish 24 schools for the children whose schools had been closed because of the ongoing war. These new schools granted the pastors multiple opportunities to reach into difficult places to share the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. Change is coming to Buckner Children and Family Services, formerly Buckner Orphan Care. Not only a name change, but also leadership. Buckner President and CEO Ken Hall tapped Albert Reyes to lead the newly revamped ministry.
In a word, what we're doing is sharing hope in Jesus' name with children who have broken lives.
Together, he and Reyes are readying a strategic stretching into other countries.
We can collaborate with them on our area of expertise, which is orphan care and humanitarian aid to children, then we collaborate together and enlarge the capacity to serve more people.
Hall says they're looking to shape maximum ministry impact.
By sharing the good news of Christ's love with the children, we also impact the caregivers, the governments, the other volunteers. So it's a very intentional effort at engaging people with the faith that Christ is real and that he changes lives.
Meanwhile, there are an estimated 11 million street children in India. While India partners can't help them all, they're doing what they can to help more than 1,000 street kids this Christmas, says India partners Brent Hample. It's called Christmas for Street Children in India.
One of our partner agencies in Andhra Pradesh, India, will set up in several villages a program where they invite the children using loudspeakers. They set them up near the churches and they invite all the children to come in for a Christmas party,
where they get food, clothes, treats, and the gospel. Last year, India partners touched 1,000 kids in six villages, but Hample says they must do more this year.
The needs are really going to be much more this year than years past because of the flooding and cyclones that have hit that coast of India in the past month or two.
$165 enables India partners to reach out to 100 street kids. Go to our website to help. And Pepe Luis Flores Veres wears many hats. He's a pastor, a church planter, and a visionary who's helped start five churches in Lima, Peru. Teamed with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board, Veres uses homes as meeting places as a means to strategic growth. Called prayer dwellings, these are homes hosting evangelical church services with a vision to have a city filled with prayer houses. Pray for Veres as he works with leadership and laymen involved in church planting. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.